Says Wade Bathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Polls say Ben Carson is now leading Donald Trump in Iowa on the Republican primary. Unions in New Hampshire endorsed Bernie Sanders for the primary there on the Democratic side. 3 days after Governor Greg Abbott announced his decision in Texas to end Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood, Texas State Health Department investigators showed up at a Planned Parenthood health center in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Brownsville with orders to turn over thousands of pages of documents, including patient records and employees' home addresses and telephone numbers. Tanzania faces a close presidential election after 50 years since their independence with a challenge to the longstanding ruling party. Mayor Janet Ramirez is an Arkansas DACA recipient, deferred action recipient, and is one of the 11 fasters who have been holding vigil in New Orleans for the last several weeks. Ms. Ramirez's parents brought her originally to Mountain Home, Arkansas from Mexico when she was just 2 years old. Now she's a student at Harvard University. Ramirez joined the fast because she lives in constant fear that her parents back in Arkansas, who are undocumented, could be deported without DAPA, the Deferred Prosecution Agreement, leaving her three young sisters with no one to care for them. Myanmar's jade trade, a secretive industry that has driven armed conflict and rampant drug abuse in that country, was worth $31 billion, according to a new report. A high-ranking apostle in a Mormon church who was also a former justice in the Utah Supreme Court in a highly public speech on the division of church and state said that public officials like the clerk in Rowan County had a duty to follow the law, despite their religious convictions. New research from social scientists finds that boys are more sensitive than girls to disadvantage and poverty. Any disadvantage, like growing up in poverty in a bad neighborhood without a father, takes more of a toll on boys than on their sisters. That realization could be a starting point for educators, parents, and policymakers who are trying to figure out how to help boys, particularly those from Black, Latino, and immigrant families. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Aiken International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.